In Germany, the city of Cologne is once again the focus of a raging debate over immigration. Yesterday, police claimed they prevented the kinds of crimes that marred New Year's celebrations last year, when hundreds of women were robbed and sexually assaulted by North African migrants. This year, police detained 650 people, mostly North African men, for preemptive identity checks. The police are being criticized for racial profiling. While the growing distrust of refugees and immigrants could propel the anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany party to a strong showing against the government of Chancellor Angela Merkel in elections later this year. Beatrix von Storch is member of the European Parliament for the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany party, and she joins us on Skype. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Hello.
Well, last year at this time, there was similar concerns about attacks on New Year's Eve, and it helped propel your party to victory in some regional elections. What do you think about this year? Did the police in Cologne do the right thing this weekend?
Of course they did. The bad thing about it is that if we wouldn't have had 1,500 police officers in the streets, the same incident would have happened like last year. So what we can see that is the security, the inner security in Germany is no longer like it was. We now need thousands and thousands of police officers to arrest thousands of people. This is what they did. Something has dramatically changed and people don't like that.
But the police drew some criticism because they had said that the people they detained were seemingly of African descent. Critics, of course, saying that they were that was done based on appearance alone. You say thousands of police officers should be making thousands of arrests. Doesn't that sound like a police state?
This is a ridiculous question, isn't it? We have seen what has happened last year, and we now saw that there were hundreds and hundreds of North Africans coming to Cologne again the same day, like last year. The atmosphere was aggressive, as the policeman said, and we were facing the same catastrophe like last year. And so we have to choose whether you want to arrest 1,000 people, or you have again hundreds of sexual assaults and sexual harassments against women in the streets of Cologne.
Hmm. I know another issue you're very concerned about, your party is very concerned about, is the attack
last... Germany is very concerned about.
The attack last month on the Christmas market in Berlin. The attacker, as we know, drove this truck through the market, killed 12 people. He was a Tunisian who was radicalized in an Italian prison. As you well know, he was under surveillance. He could not be deported. But a member of your party said that the people who died in that attack were Angela Merkel's dead, that in fact the chancellor's refugee policies were to blame for this. Is it fair to say that? Isn't that politicizing a tragedy when really it should be the terrorists who are blamed?
Well, it's the one who letting all the terrorists in our country. I mean, look to the United States. Would you take 1.5 million Muslims from the Near East and from North Africa, let them fled into your country and traveling around and do whatever they want? This guy should never have entered the German border. As we didn't control our borders, he could come in.
Sure, but he was one person. And I want to ask you also, what do you say to your critics who say that your party is exploiting people's fears, especially around this issue of terrorism and immigration, and that, in fact, that's exactly what ISIS is trying to carry out within Europe?
No, that's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. We said the whole time, if we keep on going like what we did the last year, we will have terrorist attacks within German borders. We will see people killed by Islam terrorists. And this is what happened. We are not coming up with the fear. We just explained before what will happen. And what we explain now is this was only the first incident. There are more people to die. And I say it's not our way of living. This is the way of living in Tel Aviv.
Hmm. And as you well know, your country has a difficult history with nationalist politics like this. What do you say to people who are concerned about some of the things that your party has said that reminds them of Germany around World War II?
What do you mean? Does that mean that we have to take in millions and millions of Muslim migrants from North Africa who have no reason for asylum? It is just, I do understand all the other parties who are blaming us because we're taking the seats. Hmm. You know, we're something in between 10 and 15% in the polls at the moment. So that it looks like we will gain something to in between 60 and 90 places in the next Bundestag. There's a good reason. I mean, I would be happy to not be in politics because the chancellor and the other parties would be responsible for our nation when people are dying on the street. What is what people ask from Germany? We have to accept it because of our history. We want to help. Of course we want to help. And our responsibility is maybe bigger than others. But we can't take millions and millions of people in. It's just, the whole thing is just crazy. It is just crazy. And our party is saying that. We are speaking out on behalf of the people. And even if we are Germans, we have got the right to have inner security.
Beatrix von Storch with the Alternative for Germany Party. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.